Time now for business news. The stock market rallied yesterday and oil prices fell, bolstering the belief by some economists that the economy has enough momentum to shrug off the effects of Hurricane Katrina. Joining us now to talk about how the economy is holding up is David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. Hello.
Good morning.
So why is the stock market rallying?
Well, the stock market must be telling us that the worst case scenario hasn't come to pass, that they expect the economy to be a little slower than it would have otherwise. They may be thinking that the Federal Reserve will be a little less willing to raise interest rates, and they're looking beyond the next 6 months and saying we're going to have a bounce back.
How do things look different today than they did last week?
We know a little more than we did last week, and what we know is we've avoided the worst case. The fact that oil prices have come back to roughly where they were before the hurricane tells us that the financial markets figure that the oil production facilities and the oil importing facilities in the Louisiana coast are going to come back relatively soon. One reason why gasoline prices remain so high, though, there's still big questions about the refineries.
When you look at all the people who lost their jobs, and these are obviously of various businesses and all kinds of jobs, but you also look at the people who are likely to get jobs rebuilding, how does that wash, if you will?
The most likely scenario is that we have an increase in unemployment for the next 6 months. As best economists can tell, and they're really guessing at this point, the economy, they say, will grow about half a percentage point slower in the second half of this year than it would have otherwise. That works out to about $25 billion less in goods and services. That means fewer jobs. The hope is that when we get beyond the first of the year, that the ill effects will have washed their way through the system and we'll be able to see fewer unemployed workers than we would have otherwise.
But of course, again, they may not be the same workers.
Absolutely. There are some people whose lives have been destroyed by this and may never recover. It is interesting, though, to see how the temporary help agencies are springing up all over the South to try and find jobs for people who are displaced and put them to work in places which have unusually strong demand for workers right now.
Let's talk momentarily about the Port of New Orleans, one of the biggest in the country, the biggest for grain. What's the situation there, and how is that affecting the larger economy?
The ports around New Orleans are very important for moving food from the heartland of the Midwest to market. And it's not all back to normal yet. It's going to be a long time before it's back to normal. So we're very likely to see higher food prices as a result of this hurricane for the foreseeable future because it's just going to be much more expensive to move the stuff.
And finally, Congress has already appropriated $10 billion for reconstruction, and they say this is just a down payment. How will all of this spending affect the federal deficit?
Well, it's going to make the federal deficit bigger. There's no doubt about it. Long-term interest rates remain relatively low, so it looks like the federal government will have no problem borrowing tens of billions of dollars more to rebuild New Orleans and to take care of the people who have been displaced. I think one thing that it does is make it very difficult for the president to pursue any additional tax cuts, whether repeal of the estate tax or extension of his income tax cuts. It's just going to be a hard sell to give tax cuts, particularly to upper-income people, when the demand for government spending appears to be so great.
David Wessel is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.